Willkommen bei Zukünfte Bildung, dem Podcast, der die Kraft der Imagination für eine vielfältige und nachhaltige Zukunft erkundet. Begleiten Sie uns, während wir uns mit den neuesten Entwicklungen im Bereich der kulturellen Nachhaltigkeit und Bildung für die Zukunft auseinandersetzen. Entdecken Sie alternative Zukunftsvisionen und entwickeln Sie gemeinsam mit uns Handlungsmöglichkeiten für eine Welt des Wandels. Tauchen Sie ein in die Zukunft als Möglichkeitsraum mit Zukünfte Bildung.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Zukünfte Bildung. I'm Joanna Capato and today I'm here with Rita Krebs from the Center for Futures Literacy. We're joined by Morgane Cretin-Rena, who is currently doing an internship at the Center for Futures Literacy at the University College of Teacher Education, Lower Austria. Welcome, Morgane. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here with you too.
Let's start with a brief introduction. Could you tell us a bit about yourself and what brought you to the Center for Futures Literacy?
Yes. So I'm a French student. I'm studying in Paris and I'm here for an internship. I chose the Center of Futures Literacy because I'm really into pedagogy and science communication, and I thought it could be very interesting to spend my internship months here as you are working on different projects that are related to these topics.
And what are you studying or what does your academic background look like?
I'm studying graphic design, but I have kind of a scientific background. In high school, I was specialized in sciences, and I started my studies with something which is called a classe préparatoire, which is something in France that prepared the students to become mostly engineers or researchers. But then I switched studies and I decided to give a chance to graphic design. So I ended up in a bachelor called DNMAD, specialized in didactics, mediation tools, and science communication. And I graduated last June, and since September, I'm doing a master's degree in design research at a school called ENS near Paris.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like your interests are kind of very diverse, but you're now focusing on science communication. So what sparked your interest in science communication in particular, do you think?
When I was in this classe préparatoire, I realized that I didn't want to become a scientist, but I rather wanted to explain science. And I was also very attracted by the artistic field. So I searched for studies that allowed me to combine the scientific field and the artistic one. And that's how I ended in this bachelor with the specialization in didactics and science communication.
Mm-hmm. And how does graphic design play a role in how we communicate science ideas? What do you think?
I think graphic design has an important role in science communication because it helps understand what is it about. The communication must be adapted to the public. For example, a child will not understand a scientific idea the same way as an adult. So maybe he will need more illustration, less text. And also some materials are better for children, for example, picture books. Another aspect is because it helps simplify and visualize things that are difficult to understand by putting a picture on it. And the communication can also be taught differently, sometimes in a more pedagogical way, sometimes in a funny way, in an interactive way. And we have in graphic design various tools. We can do workshop, we can do interactive videos, we can do posters, editorial materials, games, and that's why I think graphic design is important.
Thank you for your thoughts on this. So could you maybe give an insight into what kind of projects you're currently working at the Center for Futures Literacy?
Yes, I'm working mostly with visualization of ideas. So the first project I'm working on is the visualization of the competencies framework. So I have illustrated the competencies and I have made a sort of narration with this. And the goal is to understand with only a picture what is it related to. And I'm also working on the Future Stories Lab, which is a workshop. And for this project, I am doing something like a game with a poster representing the steps of the workshop and individual cards for each step. We also decided to create a mascot to guide, let's say, the player into the steps. And that's it.
Thank you so much for the insight to the projects you're working on. But I wanted to ask, what is your connection to the University College of Teacher Education, Lower Austria, and how did this internship come about?
I think I'm connected to the universities through my internship at the Center of Futures Literacy. And this internship is mandatory as part of my master's degree, because it's the first step towards my design research. And as I want to work in knowledge transmission, and as I want to be between design, pedagogy, and science communication, I looked for an organization that worked in this field, and that's how I ended up here.
And we are very, very lucky to have you. Because you talked about that you were working on the Future Stories Lab and also the competence framework for what we have been working on concerning futures literacy. How do you think design and futures literacy complement each other? And in your opinion, do you think visual tools can help us think more imaginatively, for example, about the future?
Yes. Like I said, for the science communication, I think design is helpful to visualize things. And the future is something unknown, and we can have trouble to think about it and what it can look like. So I think that visual tools have a role to help us imagine what the future can be. And to think about the future, you have to be creative. And I believe that doing something creative to think about it can help to be more imaginative about the future. So yeah, for example, doing workshops where you can draw your idea of a city of the future, doing something collaborative to share ideas, playing a game, I think all of this can help to think about the future.
Have you also encountered any challenges or surprises while working in this interdisciplinary space?
Not really, but working with others is always a challenge because we have to share our visions and points of view, and we need to agree on what to do and how to do it. But personally, I really like this way of working because it's very stimulating and very rich.
So your internship's coming to an end pretty soon. You're going to be staying with us for another month. And after that, what's next for you? Do you already have any plans for what you'd like to focus on next, either professionally or academically? What's going to happen?
I don't really know professionally because I still have 2 years of study left because my master's degree is in 3 years. But I would, of course, like to continue working between graphic design, science, and knowledge transmission. But in September, I will start something which is called Specific Year at my school. It's a year to engage our research on our thesis, which will take place the following year. And so for this specific year, I chose to work 8 months with an association dedicated to the protection of oceans and cetaceans, like whales, for example. And it's in French Polynesia. And my mission will be to raise awareness by creating some educational and didactic materials for different publics. And after this year, I will have my last year of studies, during which I will be doing my thesis research and my diploma project. And then after that, I think I will start working.
You have a bright future before you. do you think this experience that you had at the Center for Futures Literacy will shape your future career or your studies?
Yes, because I learned so much with you on the pedagogical aspect and on science communication. And I also attended conferences that opened up my mind to thinking about the future, and it's super useful because everything is linked. And yes, it will obviously help me for the future. And thank you. I'm really, really happy to work with you.
Thank you so much, Morgan, for sharing your insights and giving us a glimpse into your creative and academic journey. We wish you all the best for your next adventures. Send us pictures of the whales, obviously.
Yes.
And to all our listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you'll join us next time on Zukunftsbildung. And until then, take care and keep imagining futures.